请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Imam Ashour is a football player.
伊玛目阿舒尔是一名足球运动员。
He plays in the Nile League.
他在尼罗联盟踢球。
He scored 13 goals this season.
他在这个赛季进了13个球。
He is the top scorer in the league.
他是联赛中的最佳射手。
The league has many good teams.
联盟有许多优秀的队伍。
Al Ahly is the champion of the league.
阿尔艾赫利是联赛冠军。
Zamalek is in third place.
扎马莱克位列第三名。
Imam Ashour plays for Al Ahly.
伊玛目阿修尔为阿尔阿赫利效力。
He works very hard in every game.
他在每一场比赛中都非常努力的工作。
His team is very strong.
他的团队非常强大。
Fans like Imam Ashour a lot.
粉丝们非常喜欢伊玛目阿舒尔。
He makes many goals for his team.
他为他的队伍进了许多球。
Everyone is happy with his success.
每个人都为他的成功感到高兴。
Imam Ashour wants to win many trophies.
伊玛目阿舒尔想赢得许多奖杯。
The season ends with Al Ahly as the champion.
赛季以阿尔阿赫利作为冠军结束。
Zamalek celebrates third place.
扎马雷克庆祝第三名。
Fans look forward to next season.
球迷期待下一个赛季。
Imam Ashour will try to score more goals.
伊玛目阿肖尔将尝试进更多球。
Everyone supports the top scorer.
每个人都支持最高得分者。
A strong earthquake hit Hokkaido last night.
昨晚北海道发生了强烈的地震。
The earthquake measured 6.1 on the Richter scale.
地震在里氏震级上测得 6.1。
Many people were scared during the earthquake.
许多人在地震期间感到害怕。
The government sent help quickly.
政府迅速派出了援助。
Rescue teams worked all night to find survivors.
救援队整夜工作，寻找幸存者。
Many houses were damaged during the earthquake.
许多房屋在地震期间受到破坏。
Electricity went out in many places.
许多地方停电了。
People used flashlights at night.
人们在夜间使用手电筒。
The earthquake caused some roads to be closed.
地震导致一些道路被关闭。
Many people stayed in shelters for safety.
许多人为了安全待在避难所里。
Volunteers gave food and water to victims.
志愿者向受害者提供了食物和水。
The earthquake made people afraid to stay inside.
地震使人们害怕待在里面。
Experts said aftershocks may happen in the next days.
专家表示，未来几天可能会发生余震。
Hospitals were ready for any emergency.
医院已为任何紧急情况做好准备。
People helped each other during this difficult time.
人们在这段艰难的时间里相互帮助。
The recovery will take time, but people are strong.
康复需要时间，但人们很坚强。
Many countries sent messages of support to Japan.
许多国家向日本发送了支持的信息。
The people of Hokkaido will rebuild their homes soon.
北海道的人们很快将重建他们的家园。
Making friends is important for a happy life.
交朋友对于幸福的生活很重要。
To make friends, you need to be friendly and open.
要交朋友，你需要友好和开朗。
Start by greeting people with a smile.
开始用微笑向人们问好。
Asking questions about their interests shows you care.
询问他们的兴趣显示你关心。
Listening carefully helps to understand others better.
仔细聆听有助于更好地理解他人。
Keep in touch with your friends by calling or messaging them regularly.
通过拨打电话或发送消息与您的朋友保持联系，定期进行。
Invite friends to do activities you all enjoy together.
邀请朋友们一起做你们都喜欢的活动。
Being honest with your friends builds trust.
诚实的与朋友相处，建立信任。
Try to help friends when they need support.
尝试帮助朋友当他们需要支持时。
Remember important dates like birthdays to show you care.
记住重要的日期，如生日，以表示你的关心。
Be patient and forgive mistakes in friendship.
要有耐心，并且原谅友情中的错误。
Good friends celebrate each other's successes.
好朋友们庆祝彼此的成功。
Try new activities together to strengthen your bond.
一起尝试新的活动以加强你们的联系。
Avoid gossip and respect each other's privacy.
避免八卦并尊重彼此的隐私。
Sometimes friends need space, and that's okay.
有时候朋友需要空间，没关系。
A strong friendship takes time to develop and grow.
牢固的友谊需要时间来发展和成长。
Always show gratitude for your friends and the good moments you share.
永远对你的朋友们以及你分享的美好时刻表达感激之情。
The political landscape is rapidly evolving due to numerous factors.
政治格局正在迅速演变，原因是众多因素。
One of the key elements influencing this change is public opinion.
影响这一变化的关键因素之一是公众舆论。
Social media platforms have a profound impact on how people perceive political events.
社交媒体平台对人们如何看待政治事件有着深远的影响。
Economic inequality remains one of the most pressing social issues globally.
经济不平等仍然是全球最紧迫的社会问题之一。
Governments are attempting to address these concerns through new policies.
政府正试图通过新政策解决这些问题。
Education reform is also gaining momentum in many countries.
教育改革在许多国家也正在获得动力。
Climate change activism has become a central topic in public debates.
气候变化行动已成为公共辩论中的一个核心话题。
Social justice movements continue to challenge traditional structures.
社会正义运动继续挑战传统结构。
The spread of misinformation poses serious risks to democracy.
错误信息的传播对民主构成严重风险。
International cooperation is essential for addressing global challenges.
国际合作对于应对全球挑战至关重要。
Public health has also become a focus in policy discussions.
公共卫生也已成为政策讨论的焦点。
Economic recovery plans are being debated extensively at national levels.
经济复苏计划正在全国各级被广泛讨论。
Voter turnout has seen fluctuations influenced by multiple social factors.
选民投票率经历了受多种社会因素影响的波动。
Technology continues to redefine how citizens interact with the government.
技术继续重新定义公民如何与政府互动。
Media bias is a concern that influences public trust seriously.
媒体偏见是一个影响公众信任的严重问题。
Demographic changes also play a significant role in shaping policies.
人口变化也在制定政策中发挥重要作用。
Youth engagement in politics is increasing steadily around the world.
青年参与政治正在全球稳步增加。
It is vital to continue monitoring these dynamic political and social trends.
继续监测这些动态的政治和社会趋势至关重要。
Language serves as a fundamental pillar of cultural identity, intertwining communication with heritage.
语言作为文化身份的基本支柱，交织着沟通与遗产。
The way people speak often reflects their history, values, and shared experiences.
人们说话的方式通常反映了他们的历史、价值观和共同的经历。
Moreover, language evolves alongside cultural shifts, adapting to new realities and social contexts.
此外，语言随着文化变迁而演变，适应新的现实和社会环境。
For instance, the introduction of technology has spawned unique vocabularies and communication styles within cultures.
例如，技术的引入催生了独特的词汇和文化内的交流风格。
Language preservation efforts aim to maintain cultural diversity and resist homogenizing trends.
语言保护工作旨在维护文化多样性并抵制同质化趋势。
Indigenous languages, in particular, offer invaluable insights into unique worldviews and spiritual connections.
土著语言，特别是，提供了对独特世界观和精神联系的宝贵见解。
However, globalization can threaten these linguistic treasures by promoting dominant languages at the expense of smaller ones.
然而，全球化可能通过促进主导语言而威胁这些语言宝藏，损害较小的语言。
This dynamic highlights the complexities inherent in balancing cultural preservation with societal integration.
这种动态突出了在平衡文化保护与社会融合中固有的复杂性。
Identity is not static, it shifts as languages transform, blend, and sometimes fade away.
身份不是静止的，它随着语言的变化而变化、融合，有时逐渐消失。
Educational initiatives that incorporate minority languages foster inclusion and reinforce cultural pride.
包含少数民族语言的教育举措促进包容性并强化文化自豪感。
Social media platforms have become arenas where linguistic diversity is both celebrated and contested.
社交媒体平台已成为语言多样性既被庆祝又被争议的舞台。
The role of language in identity formation can extend to diasporic communities, preserving connections despite physical distance.
语言在身份形成中的作用可以扩展到侨居社区，尽管存在物理距离，仍保持联系。
In sum, language is not merely a tool for communication but a living embodiment of culture and identity.
总之，语言不仅仅是交流的工具，更是文化和身份的活生生体现。
Recognition of this interplay is crucial for fostering mutual respect and understanding among diverse cultures.
对这种相互作用的认可，对于促进相互尊重和理解多样文化至关重要。
Ultimately, embracing linguistic diversity enriches societies and nurtures a profound sense of belonging.
最终，拥抱语言多样性丰富了社会，培养了深刻的归属感。
Language, therefore, is not just a means of expression but a dynamic force shaping cultural identity.
语言，因此，不仅仅是表达的手段，而是一种塑造文化身份的动态力量。
Acknowledging this relationship encourages more inclusive policies that respect and celebrate cultural plurality.
承认这一关系，鼓励采用更具包容性的政策，这些政策尊重并庆祝文化多样性。
In conclusion, the interplay between language and cultural identity is an ongoing, evolving dialogue that shapes human experience.
总结来说，语言与文化身份之间的相互作用是一场持续进行、演变中的对话，塑造了人类的经验。
Luis Enrique has long advocated for a football philosophy where the collective goal surpasses individual stardom.
路易斯·恩里克长期倡导一种足球哲学，在这种哲学中，集体目标超越个人明星光环。
His conviction that stars should serve the team, not the other way around, challenges traditional sports paradigms.
他相信明星应该为团队服务，而不是相反，这挑战了传统体育范式。
This ethos is evident in his management style at clubs such as FC Barcelona and the Spanish national team.
这种精神在他对俱乐部如巴塞罗那足球俱乐部和西班牙国家队的管理风格中显而易见。
Luis Enrique's approach emphasizes teamwork, with a focus on tactical discipline and collective responsibility.
路易斯·恩里克的方法强调团队合作，注重战术纪律和集体责任。
He believes that when stars subordinate their egos, the entire team dynamics improve significantly.
他相信，当明星屈服于他们的自我时，整个团队的动态显著改善。
Achraf Hakimi, a prominent PSG player, echoed these sentiments following their recent triumphant match.
阿什拉夫·哈基米，巴黎圣日耳曼的杰出球员，在他们最近胜利的比赛后，表达了这些情感。
He praised Luis Enrique's insistence that individual brilliance must always be harnessed for the collective advantage.
他赞扬了路易斯·恩里克的坚持，认为个人才华必须始终为集体利益服务。
According to Hakimi, this philosophy fosters unity and resilience within the locker room, transcending mere talent evaluation.
根据哈基米，这种哲学促进了更衣室内的团结和韧性，超越了单纯的才能评估。
The PSG victory, recently achieved through a cohesive team effort, exemplifies this principle in action.
巴黎圣日耳曼的胜利，最近通过团队的凝聚力取得，体现了这一原则的实际应用。
It highlights how the amalgamation of individual talents can generate outcomes far greater than the sum of parts.
它突出了个人才能融合如何能够产生远远超过部分总和的结果。
Luis Enrique meticulously cultivates an environment where competition among players drives improvement without breeding discord.
路易斯·恩里克细心地培养一个环境，在这里球员之间的竞争推动进步，而不引起纷争。
This careful balance ensures that team cohesion is never sacrificed at the altar of individual glory.
这种谨慎的平衡确保团队凝聚力永不在个人荣耀的祭坛上被牺牲。
Moreover, Enrique's method involves constant adaptation, learning from both victory and defeat to refine team strategies.
此外，恩里克的方法涉及持续的适应，从胜利和失败中学习，以完善团队策略。
He meticulously examines the nuances of player interaction to foster harmony and effectiveness on the pitch.
他仔细地检查了球员互动的细微差别，以促进场上的和谐与效率。
Hakimi noted that embracing this philosophy requires a humbling mindset, which all PSG stars have adopted wholeheartedly.
哈基米指出，接受这一哲学需要谦逊的心态。所有巴黎圣日耳曼的明星都全心全意地采纳了这一点。
The synergy cultivated under Enrique's stewardship manifests not only in technical proficiency but also in psychological fortitude.
在恩里克的管理下，培育的协同作用不仅体现于技术熟练程度，还体现在心理韧性上。
This holistic approach unequivocally demonstrates that the true strength of a team lies in its unity and shared commitment.
这种整体方法明确地证明了团队的真正力量在于其团结和共同的承诺。
Through this lens, individual accolades merely serve as byproducts of effective collaboration and mutual respect among players.
通过这个视角，个人荣誉仅仅是有效协作和球员之间相互尊重的副产品。
Luis Enrique's team-oriented paradigm reshapes how success is conceptualized, challenging egocentric narratives pervasive in modern football.
路易斯·恩里克以团队为导向的范式重塑了成功的概念化方式，挑战了现代足球中普遍存在的自我中心叙述。
His legacy endures through the players who internalize his ethos, ultimately strengthening the fabric of the sport itself.
他的遗产通过那些内化他精神的球员得以延续，最终强化了体育的本质。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。